ER Room. Now, here's your host, Edward Reyes.
Hello, everybody. My name is Edward Reyes, and I'm here with Liz, CEO and founder of Enterprise Latinas.
That's right.
Tell me about your exciting campaign about Latinas.
Yes, because Latinas can't wait.
Ain't that the truth?
Latinas can't wait for us to have equal pay, for us to be treated with respect, and for women to be not just contributors like we are, because we do contribute substantially to our economy, but we also want to benefit.
What motivated you to do such a, we understand Latinas work hard. I mean, as a Cuban growing up, my mom and you know, the whole Hispanic culture, and I know how hard they work, but a lot of times, a lot of women growing up as a son, they do just enough to support for their families. They don't do more than that. They just want to be stable, provide for their families. But your message is a little bit different, isn't it?
The message is that we all have talents and that we all have opportunities. But sometimes we don't have the right information. Sometimes we don't have access to the same resources. Sometimes we may not possess even the same tools. And so therefore, we're not able to move up. Let's say, whether it is in our careers, which is super important because for the most part, we are also our contributors in the household. So we also need to, right? We need to improve economically. So for us, that's the focus, is economic mobility, economic prosperity of women, Latinas in particular, because in this state and in this county, we are among the fastest growing population.
Wow.
The growth that's happening here is happening largely because of us. And so
it's
important for us to be doing well financially. It's not good enough just to make ends meet. We have to do well. And we have to do it for ourselves, we have to do it for our children, and we have to do it for the society and community in which we live. And we deserve it.
I agree. And I've been helping Enterprise Latinas for quite some time, and you guys are definitely movers and shakers, and you teach a lot of people how to grow their business, how to start a business. And talk to me a little bit about Enterprise Latinas and what made you want to even do that in the first place.
Oh, it's my story.
Please,
and it's my mother's story, and it's the immigrant story, right? It's my mother was a trailblazer of a woman. She was,
as you are,
and so I learned from her. And the same barriers that she faced, I even faced. And I grew up here, and I spoke English, and I went to school, and I did lots of things to prepare myself. Yet I didn't have also the same access. So we wanted to create an organization that created what we call and refer to as pathways.
Okay.
Because what I want to do and what I can do may be very different from somebody else, but it is still a path. And so our organization is about creating pathways so that women can pursue, right, their own goals, pursue their own aspirations, and be able to do for themselves.
And let me ask you about creating pathways, because somebody out there listening, watching the video or listening to the podcast, what access, what pathways can are you creating through Enterprise Latinas for Latinas to grow in themselves or grow in their careers and financially as well?
Well, we are very unique as an organization. Because when we talk about women's economic prosperity, when we talk about economic mobility, we understand that there are three things that we must do to help women sort of get onto that path. First and most important is agency. We as women need to know who we are. We need to know where we're going. We need to really understand what it is that we want for ourselves. So the first thing that we do is to help women discover that. And it's not so easy. It's really not so easy, particularly because most of us are very talented. And we have many choices. We're like Imelda Marcos with, you know, a whole closet of shoes.
Yeah.
We have many options. And sometimes it's hard to know which is the right one. And so we really want to help women figure out what it is that they want to do. And the second thing that we do is help women build assets, whether they're tangible, whether they're intangible, whether it's buying a house, going to school, getting a degree, all of those things are assets. And the other thing, obviously, is access, because the one thing that we don't always have is access to resources, access to the right people that are sitting at the right table at the right time.
Really important.
Right? That can really connect you with others. And in our case, we have women that don't have access to employment, don't have access to capital. And so we want to help them create pathways so that they can gain those things.
You know, as an attorney here in Tampa, Florida, and, you know, growing up in an immigrant family, I see the work that a lot of females and women do. And I think that women are not being appreciated like they should be. And the reason why, because I think that, especially depending on which demographics and how old it is, the old school mindset is the guy work, the women stay home. But, you know, women, what I've noticed through my career as an attorney and even before that, they put the work in and they work hard. And a lot of times they work
harder.
A lot of times harder because a lot of times they're trying to prove like, hey, I can do this. I can do more than a man, or I can do at least at minimum what he can do, if not better.
Plus, Edward, there's a lot of domestic work that doesn't get paid. Right?
At all.
So women, you know, not only work outside the home and contribute in that way, but also they come home and they run this household, they raise the kids, and that doesn't get compensated.
Which is super hard. Mm. Quick story on that. Like, I remember when my wife had, you know, we have two kids, you know, when we have our first daughter, I was like, listen, you're just at home or whatever the case is, I'm at work. And you know, work is actually not that hard. Going home and watching the 2-year-old little daughter at the time, by the time, you know, I don't know what she was doing that day, but she wasn't there that day. And I was there with my oldest. Now that time was my youngest. And are you serious? That was stressful. I was like, you know what? When I came home, when she came home, I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
I prefer going to work.
I'll go to the office every day.
I know. It's less stressful. Yeah. It's less stressful. So what women go through, which a lot of people don't think really appreciate, is the stuff they're doing at home as a wife, as a mother, and contributing to the household, and not even into the workforce, in the workforce, really making a difference. That it's like the silent majority. It's like a lot of people are working, but they don't get the appreciation they deserve, I feel.
And I would say not just appreciation, recognition, or acknowledgement, but I'm talking about pay.
I agree with that, yeah.
Because Latinas, as it stands today, will lose approximately $1 million in earnings over their work life.
That's crazy.
Because we are underpaid. So let me break it down for you. For every dollar that a white male makes in our economy, a white woman makes 83 cents. A black woman will make 77.
Yes,
we, 54.
I can see that.
So you see what I'm saying? So it's not just appreciation, it's pay.
Of course.
And so this is why Latinas can't wait. Yeah. We can't wait 200 years
almost
in Florida
before
we can begin to even think about equal pay.
Yeah, I'm of the mindset myself of if the women has the skill set, beside gender, beside whatever, if they have the skill set and they have the ability and they can do everything else, why would I not pay them the same as anybody else?
Why is gender even an issue?
I agree. Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know, that's an old world thing. Yeah. We need to move into the 21st century. We need to get with it. And we need folks like you, companies like yours. We need our friends. We need our allies. We need all to be speaking in the same language. We're humans. We all contribute. We all need to get paid.
Listen, and at Enterprising Latinas, we talk a lot about helping women, or through the mentoring and coaching process, helping women make their own decisions in their self-interest. How about yours? You know, what was that decision-making process like when you decided to found Enterprising Latinas? You know, instead of waiting, you know, for other organizations to do the work, what made you be a Latina who didn't wait?
I had to create my own path, and I couldn't wait. When I looked around and saw that there wasn't an organization necessarily that was interested in particular in the problem that we have with disparities, whether in wages or in wealth, and I realized that really there weren't any other organizations really advocating for this group of people. There weren't any organizations necessarily that were working towards creating capacity among women so that they could do it for themselves. And when I saw doors closed for me, right, I decided, well, just because it doesn't exist doesn't mean that it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Right? Just because it's not there doesn't mean it shouldn't be there. If the need was there, then it was, and I had the tools and I had the know-how, then it was incumbent upon me to create it. And so that's why I decided to create something that didn't exist.
Nice.
So that other women wouldn't have this, because I had a benefit. I had, you know, the benefit of language, the benefit of training. For other women like my mother, who did not, that were limited English, that didn't have a formal education in this country, for her, life was a lot more difficult. And there were a lot more doors that were closed to her.
Yeah.
I wanted to create an organization that would allow you to open your own doors.
Nice.
Right? And so that's why we exist.
I know we're going to do a series of podcasts and cover different topics and stuff like that. This is a great introduction of why women can't wait. And if somebody watching today, the first video out there, what it would be the one or two things that you want people to remember at the end of this message?
We want people to understand that this is a problem.
Yeah, it is.
And it is an economic problem. Because actually, you know, Latinos contribute 14. We are a nation unto ourselves in this country. I believe $14 trillion is the GDP attributed to Latinos in this country.
62 million people.
And so we have economic power. We need to begin to use it. And so the first thing I would say to you is figure out what it is that you want for yourself. Align yourself with other people that can help you get there. Seek out organizations like ours that can help you create that path for yourself. But it starts with you, right? You need to make the decision about what it is that you want to do. And then you'll find out that there's so many people that come along and say, let me guide you. Let me support you. Well, and I am a living example of that.
The teacher shows up. What is it? The teacher appears when the student is there.
The student is ready to learn.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. I love the message. And I look forward to a lot more podcasts together and videos. And I'm sure eventually everybody's going to get to know you and reach out to your company and hopefully support the cause as I have. And I will continue to support the cause. You're doing great things in this community. You are.
Well, thank you for your support, because folks like you, as a company, as a man, right, you're a living example, and you can model the behavior that we want others to adopt. Because no, we cannot wait.
Yeah.
And we will not.
And nor should you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the ER Room. To contact the firm, call 833-4-BAD-DAY. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at The Reyes Firm. Reach out to Edward on Instagram and Facebook at Edward Reyes and on YouTube at Attorney Edward Reyes. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll see you next time on the ER Room.